Calm down. Keep cool.
Alright, you say keep cool. You ever say keep
quiet, still, or
positive and calm?
Keep calm.
Yeah. If a person is, you've worked all day, if I'm really
mushed.
Alright, now, is that a strong term or a normal term? It's not that
strong. No, it's not that strong. Right. Okay, tired and bush. Tired is a little less than bush, and bush is a little less than being beat.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm beat.
You know. Okay, or might say, I'm all being tired.
You think
I'm all
tired, I'm not.
How about the form of wear?
All worn out.
Yeah, but I was all worn out, but you said I went home and took a little nap, and now I am
feeling fine.
I'm
all ready to go.
You ever use raring to go?
Raring and ready to go.
All right. How about using the expression torn down? Say the building was.
Yeah. The building was torn down.
You ever use that in relation to a good time, say, especially a good time? Say we had a torn down good time. That isn't common.
No.
Little girl had to come home from school because she was at school. She
misbehaved?
No, but she said she got a headache or something.
No, she was sick at school?
Yeah, you say she was sick at school. She
became sick. She got sick.
Okay. And they say he's sick now, but he'll be well again.
Same.
You ever use by and by? Did you ever use that?
Yeah, but by and by would be more often in the future.
All right. And the person went outside in the wet weather and came in and had a
little cough.
Yeah, and he might say he was cold. He
caught a cold.
Say he was
hoarse.
And person couldn't keep his eyes open, say he was kind of
drowsy.
Alright. And in the morning when the alarm rings, you
wake up.
Alright, and
sometimes.
Right. And if you don't, maybe your mother has to come in and
wake you up.
Alright. And your doctor gives you some pills, he comes over and checks them and there's the bottle still full, and he might say, Haven't you
taken your medicine?
You say, why, sure, I
took it all.
Tomorrow I'll
take some more.
Right. You can't hear your
death.
And so when you work out on a hot day, you
sweat.
And a large discharging sore that might have a core in there would be called a
ball.
Yeah. And what is that liquid in there called?
Huh?
All right. And something that you get an infection in your hand, and you say your hand.
Well.
Yeah. It will.
Well.
And it has.
Swollen.
All right. You know the term, or use the term, buck fever?
Buck fever?
Yeah. Does that mean anything to you at all?
Being crazy about money, I guess.
Okay, you don't think of it in terms of someone who's inexperienced doing something.
No.
Alright. If your shoes are too small and you walk straight, you might get a
blister.
And what's inside that?
Pus.
Well, if it's not that thick, it's just.
Oh,
You think it's pus more in terms of an infection.
Yeah.
If you're just working outside, and you're working, you don't wear gloves, you haven't been working for a while.
Yeah, blisters.
You get a blister, and then if you tear that blister, something comes out. Do you call that pus?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're shot with a revolver, you might suffer a bullet
wound.
All right. And did you ever, a wound that doesn't heal right and has the stuff around it that's cut off, you know what they call that? You know the term proud flesh?
No.
Not at all. Something that they use, they